Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coming at you live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC studios, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task, that's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass, it was tipped, it's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5, he'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back, 5 o'clock hour. I want to thank the folks from Members Own Credit Union and Action Plumbing, Heating, Air, and Electric for sponsoring the early National Signing Day news and coverage. Greatly appreciate the folks from the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese for also helping us out and making sure that we get the news out to you on a day-to-day basis. Let's bring in the Husker Hall of Famer. Let's bring in Jay Foreman, see what's going on with him. Big Jay, what's happening, man?
Not too much, man. And I got to pinch myself since I had to bust out of town before the Armageddon took over. So that's a good thing. And Nebraska, surprised some people, I think, with their signing day. Obviously with the way the season went, and just a few months ago, or even during the season, they were like, oh, Nebraska's not going to be able to have a full class, or they were ranked so-and-so, and you see that, one thing you can say is that they strategically went after players and, tried to fill some spots, and I'm pretty sure they're not done. I mean, because the transfer portal and everything, and you have another signing day, isn't done. But you can see that there were some places that, even though on the surface last year, people thought maybe they had played well, the Nebraska definitely went back and addressed, or in the short term, which is today, address some, need, depth, and some guys that look like they have, or could have a pretty good future, if everything goes right.
So let's go through, who's the name at the top of the list for you on the guys that committed and signed today?
There's plenty. The young man from Minnesota that we got, I'm definitely, excited about him. Because at the end of the day, when you watch him play, I like the way he runs. He has breakaway speed. He's the Minnesota Player of the Year. So that's a big get anyways. When Minnesota's been churning out running backs like the way they have, and for Nebraska to get him, that's phenomenal. When you think it also, the issues that we had on the offensive line, and granted, Kevin Williams Jr. has to make the jump from Northern Colorado to Power Five. But at the end of the day, when you look at the way, his tape and his ability to, get after people, finish blocks, want to finish blocks, want to be, nasty, I guess, that's an attitude that you want. And especially with a new coach, everything is on the table. And that's what you want. You want guys to come in that are going to compete and push each other, whether they take spots or make people go about their business a different way. I think it's a good thing. You had Ernest Hausman, who I think, you think about a guy that started out at corner, then he went to safety, played a little receiver, then now he's at linebacker. I think it's pretty cool for him. Just his, not being a football player from the U and just figuring out how to play, that's pretty cool, and to be a Power Five guy, because he's pretty physical, he likes to hit, still has a lot to learn of the nuances of playing linebacker, but you like the speed, you like his closing speed, you like his athletic ability. Now he's just going to have to get his feet wet, get knocked around a little bit, and see what he's made of, as far as being able to answer the bell when it's not as easy as high school. And, you know, I talked about Emmitt Johnson because, you know, obviously he's from Minnesota, so, you know, he's the running back. But I think it's bigger than that when you can take a piece out of the state of Minnesota against one of your rivals. It's good. And then, you know, you got Jake Applegate, you know, where, you know, it's his athletic ability and you don't know exactly where he fits, but, you know, he's a guy that can, you know, eventually you think is going to be able to rush the passer, drop in space, so forth and so on. Has pretty good athletic ability now. You just got to get him the, you know, the maturity and see where he can, like, kind of finish up and, you know, what he can grow into. When you have a 6'4 frame, he's played receiver and defensive back, you know, so you know he can, you know, has pretty good hips or like to think he has good hips. That's going to help you, you know, in the long term. So as far as if he's transitioned to outside linebacker or kind of like a hybrid position, I think that helps out, you know, him, you know, personally. A couple other guys that I think are going to be good, you know, Brody to Tagaloa, I guess. And hope I didn't, you know, butcher a young man's name on National Signing Day. I like him just because, you know, he's 6'4", 6'5", 260, so he's probably maybe anywhere from 250, you know, 260. He has the ability to kind of grow into a 5 technique, right? He's not coming out of 280, and he's kind of already, like, you know, maybe a little bit overweight, you know, and, like, bad weight. You got Deshaun Singleton, you know, who's another safety slash corner, 6'3", long guy, 205, will come up and hit you, make plays, and can come out of the, you know, the middle of the field. You know, you got Jalen Martin, who's another safety, probably slash corner, again, 6'3", 190. You see where these guys are, big guys that can run. You know, that's what you want, right? And then, you know, of course, we've got a quarterback, a young guy, Richard Torres, built different, 6'5", 210. That's a pretty good hold for an arm, you know, as far as velocity. Decent athlete, and we're going to see where he's at. And then I think one of the X factors could be Malcolm Hartsock because, look, we've been, you know, we haven't had a returner. That's one of his fortes. And so, you know, he can play a little receiver and corner. And then, you know, obviously he's not afraid to go back there and return. And that's somebody that you want to infuse excitement to go block for you. Then you got Gage Stinger, who's a, you know, one-man show. You know, he's kind of like an athlete. I think, you know, the worst-case scenario, I think he's going to be, you know, eventually a captain, you know, play a role on your defense, you know, in some form or fashion, four-year starter probably on your special team. And, you know, he's definitely going to be a guy that's going to, you know, make you feel happy in 4 years or 5 years, not only with his development, but you know that he's, you know, lived up to what, you know, you expect from a scholarship athlete coming, you know, to Nebraska. The real unique guy who's kind of like, I would say, under the radar, it's going to be interesting to see what they do with him, is Chase Androff. You know, he's from Minnesota. Not a total, really big school, but he's a big kid, 6'6". Probably, who knows, he's a tight end. He's definitely going to be, you know, he could be an inline blocker. Maybe he could eat himself into being a pretty good left tackle. He's a pretty good athlete. But not the, you know, probably quick twitch where you're thinking of with Travis Kelce and all those guys, but definitely could be effective, especially in the Big Ten, because he runs all his routes hard and he's a big matchup problem. Like, you can't game plan for 6'6", because there's not many people 6'6" that can run and cut and all that stuff and move in backpedal. But the one guy I think, you know, this is just watching his high school tape, so let's just taper all the, you know, what I'm saying here. The one guy I think that could be pretty special is Jaden Gold from New Jersey, a safety. When you watch him, he comes from an excellent high school program. But when you watch him play, he plays with that edge. He closes on the ball, makes plays in the passing game, and can be that eraser back there, you know, which you need in the Big Ten. One thing I looked at and tried to, like, look at is, I mean, granted, nobody's putting any of their bad plays on there. You know, nobody's saying, hey, you know, calling up, hey, Coach DP, you want to watch my huddle tape? And I just missed, you know, 3, 4, 5 tackles.
Yeah, right.
But what I like to watch, is, like, their feet and explosion on contact. Will they run through people? The energy that's enforced that they play with. And just the things that that you need to be a pretty good player in the Big Ten, right? You got to be instinctive, you got to have closing speed, and you got to be able to make plays in space. And I think he's done it, and actually a lot of those guys have done it. So I think they got a mix of good JUCO guys and some obviously some guys that need to develop and got some guys that you might, you know, pay some dividends early. So it's you know, one of those things that, you know, I think they did a good job. I don't think they're done. You know, and everybody's probably, you know, focusing on what we're going to do at quarterback. And I think if anything happens, you know, maybe not, you know, I mean, if it's, you know, getting in when school starts, you know, next semester or a quarter or whatever it is, you know, you'd like to probably have that done then because you want whoever it is that's going to come in and compete. I want to emphasize compete. You want them to be on campus, knowing, learning the playbook, because this is a new playbook. I don't care if you ran something like this, you know, whatever college that you were at or whatever high school or JUCO you're at. You know, this is the new one here, and you got to get in here, not only establish yourself as a, you know, knowing the playbook, you got to establish yourself as a leader, right? You know, quarterbacks, the one thing about quarterback, you have no choice but to be a leader. And it's not fun. It's not fair. I mean, it's great when you get all the accolades, right? But it's not fun when they're like, man, you know, you lost us the game or you're the reason why we're not, you know, national champs or whatever. But at the end of the day, you have to be a leader. And a leader doesn't have to be liked. You have to be respected. And then when you talk, it's like E.F. Hutton. You know, you got everybody's attention, and you can push guys. And you got to be able to read people. You got to be able to know what motivates them, and you got to sometimes do things you don't want to do. And so it's going to be interesting to see whoever it is takes that role, because all the guys that they signed today and sign in the future and develop and winter conditioning for the guys that are presently on the roster, ultimately you need somebody to take reins of not only the offense but the whole team and set the tempo. And when you're the quarterback at the University of Nebraska, it's the most important position in a lot of people's eyes, and you're the face of the program besides the coach and, you know, some other players. And so you got to make sure that you handle it correctly and embrace, you know, the pressure and the stuff that comes with it, along with, you know, the good stuff and accolades, because the better that you play, the better that you lead, it'll pay dividends, you know, when you get, like, you know, a little bit old and gray like me and you.
I'm way grayer, so stop that. Through all of this stuff, right? You talked about being on campus as soon as possible to compete. So, for them to have impact in you know, next September, they probably need the full 8 months to get themselves acclimated, right? I mean, it's going to be tough for returning players to get acclimated to new playbooks, new leadership, etc. Are you saying that most of these guys need to be here by January in order to have a real chance to compete?
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. Fall in love with low prices, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on delicious 12 packs of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then find low prices on thousands of items like sparkling ice water, Kroger brand chips, and more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Playing time and
that's in a perfect world, but there's some guys that just know the game of football that can come right, you know, right from high school. And so, you know, look, I'm sure they'll get acclimated in plenty of time. I was more or less just talking about a quarterback where, you know, you want to kind of, you know, you want to come in and compete. I mean, just imagine, well, I'm assuming if you're in the transfer portal, you're ready to go right somewhere. You're not going to be in the transfer portal for another 6 months. So I guess I get, you know, just kind of answered my own assumption and question, you know, just by, I guess, circumstances. What I mean is like, if I'm a quarterback and say I'm, you know, Jay Foreman's transferring to Nebraska or any school, I want to get there as soon as possible to, one, you want to get to know your teammates, the coaches, the equipment staff, the city, the school. You want to knock out all that stuff, you know, as soon as possible. And then you're going to want to, you know, obviously get in that playbook. And you know, when you're having winter conditioning, competition drills, you know, whatever it is, you want to make sure that you're there. And, you know, you want to just be, you know, you want to be in there. You want to, I mean, playing quarterback, you have to know everything. It's not like, well, I think in every, when you play football, you should know everything. But quarterback, you have to know everything because you control it. You're like a conductor, I guess, in an orchestra or whatever they're called. You kind of make everything kind of go. You know, you can get us in and out of play. You can, you know, if you're really feeling, you know, jiggy with it or whatever about yourself, you can kind of, you know, call off some plays. You can say, oh, you know, well, you know, I don't like this play because I feel confident in my film study and my preparation that with the way the game's going or what I see that I'm going to kind of, you know, check out of a play or if a play comes in. So in order to be able to do all those things, right, whether it's in the beginning of the season, halfway through the season, or at the end, or maybe never at all, but just to give yourself a chance. You got to be in there. You got to be in there and, you know, in the playbook. And, you know, one of the things I always tell quarterbacks, and it's obviously in the NFL because it's a job, you know, you want to be – you never want to be seen walking in. And what I mean by that is you want to be there before everybody and you want to be there after everybody leaves. You know, so you don't want to be walking in with the – you know, and this is nothing against kickers – and granted, it was pretty cool to get, you know, that address. But you don't want to be walking in with the kickers. You want to be walking in with the security guards and guys that got to open up the, you know, the weight room and the film room, because you got, and that's the way it is. And that's a sacrifice that you have to make, because extra film study is the difference between, you know, winning and losing, or that one play. And you know, if you want a good example, look, I bet you Tom Brady knew at some point in time against my Buffalo Bills that they could get a their number two, or in this case, number three or four receiver matched up with the linebacker at that part of the field. And so when he gets back there, boom, you know, there's your mismatch, game over. That came from preparation and film study. You just don't kind of luck up into those things. And yes, I'm talking about Tom Brady, but that could apply to anybody, right? You got to be able to know how certain players play certain coverages, because, you know, how Jay Foreman might play cover three versus DP play cover three is totally different. How University of Iowa plays their kind of cover three, it might be different than, say, a Michigan or a Maryland or whoever else that you might play. It might be the same coverage, but it has different components and a different style, because some people can play more of a matchup type of zone, and some people can just say, you know, we're just going to play everything top down and make you beat us by, you know, methodically going up and down the field. And so you have to, you know, play, and that can affect your play calling, your checking, and how you actually execute the same play within a week. You know, you play one team one week, one team the next, and you have to execute it differently, you know, based on your opponent. And that comes from, you know, hours and hours and days of, you know, monotonous film study, and you have to find a way to, you know, spice it up and make it, you know, fun or make it enticing, even when you don't think it is, you know, that important.
Talking to Jay Foreman, Husker Hall of Famer, and you mentioned preparedness, ready. Who from this list strikes you as somebody that will be able to contribute right away, that may be the most Big Ten Nebraska ready?
Oh, man. Well, dude, you asked me a question. I mean, who knows? I like Gold. I like Gold. I like the safety, man. And the reason why I do, I think he's big enough. I think he's a hitter. Well, actually, let me take that back. I think he's big enough. I think he's played good enough competition in high school where he's coming in here and he's ready to compete, you know what I mean? Where his mind is, you know, there to play football. You get what I mean?
Yep.
I like him because he's a striker. You know, actually all the safety guys, the JUCO kid, they all tackle well, right?
Yeah.
Here's what I mean by they tackle well. When they hit you, they run on contact and there's not any, you know, they don't ooze an extra yard or two. Now, granted, it is highlight tape, so I can't say this. I've watched 15 games, but the young freshman, You know, he's already committed to USC. He'll come up and strike you now. And what I mean by strike you, when he hits you, there's no games being played. So I like him. I like Emmett. You know, the running back coming in. I like him. I like his size. I like his toughness. The one thing I heard about him, he's a tough kid. That's what you have to be in the Big Ten. You got to be tough-minded, you know, physically, mentally, and, you know, emotionally. I like those two. Obviously, I think the big lineman, coming in from Northern Colorado is going to have a chance. But ultimately, to be honest with you, you just don't know what you have until they get here, and then they got to compete, and then they got to, like, deal with adversity, and which is, a lot of these kids are going to go from playing since their sophomore year, until they can't play anymore, to maybe not playing at all, or facing guys that are bigger than them, faster than them, stronger than them. And you got to find a way to kind of survive and do the things you need to do to be successful. Have the reputation of a guy that can eventually be good, but then also, you want to do right because, you just got a scholarship to the University of Nebraska. You want to be looked upon as like, you got to be prideful about it. You can't be like, I'm here and just kind of riding the wave and want the steak and bus passes and, ride to the games and have the jumpsuits. You should be coming in and wanting to make a difference. I mean, that's the whole deal, right? You want to be somebody. You want to make a name for yourself. So you just never know what you'll get there. But, on the surface, I think all of them could potentially turn into something. Now, that hardly ever happens. That's just, numbers of the class. But, just because a kid doesn't become, Jason Peter or Grant Wistrom or Trev Alberts or a Tommy Frazier doesn't mean that he hasn't had a successful career here at Nebraska. Because if he's able to, give you 15, 20, 30 good plays a game, and whether he's a big-time role player, that's awesome. I mean, that's great because he's developed into a difference maker on the team. There's always, you got to be, I always say, you got to be the All-American youth. And whatever you do, it'll be the best at it and make it the, put your stamp on it. Because just because you are a, say like first and second down linebacker, you're just talking about either first and second down linebacker at certain time or, at this point, an injury could happen. And then once you get in the game and you show them that you can really play, then now you're in a totally different realm. Now you're counted on. Now teams are game planning for you. So it's a lot different, and it could change in a matter of a week or a play where you can go from kind of being on the bench and just kind of hanging out a little bit and playing special teams. Next thing you know, you're up. You go from playing, 10 plays a game to 70. So it's a totally different, deal. But, they got a long way to go before any of these kids think about that. They're, obviously enjoying, to be official or enjoying – officially being, a Nebraska Cornhusker, signing the name on the dotted line. Now they got to, enjoy that and then, get refocused and come in and ready to work and earn their spot. And that's one of the big things that you want these guys to do. Come in and, it's great to do the Twitter and the follower and, whatever it is these kids like to do. But ultimately, you got to come in and earn everything that you get, earn everything. Whether it's jumpsuits, whether it's everything, you want it to be earned. And the reason why you want it to be earned is because if something happens and you want to, go and put your complaint on the line, you put in the work, right? You have 100% confidence that you went in there and put in the work and did the things you need to do to be successful. And so, just have pride about yourself and come in and compete. It's a great time to be a freshman because there's no position out there that anybody that you'd be competing against should be like, feeling like they've already made it, unless I'm, totally wrong. I don't think anybody has played well enough to warrant, you know, the untouchable tag that, you know, he's you know, this is his position, and everybody's just kind of just waiting around and waiting for him to graduate or, you know, in some cases go on to the next level.
Jay, before we let you go, the news of all the news today is Deion Sanders and Jackson State flipping the number two prospect in the country and signing them with Jackson State. What does that mean for the game? Is the Wild West officially open?
Well, Deion Sanders told you he is putting everybody on notice, and he's letting all the big time schools know that you know, we're here. We're going to, you know, do things the, you know, the right way, and they're going to do the stuff they need to do to be successful. And he had a pretty good recruiting class last year, quite a step. And to get the number two guy, he's just making some more waves. I mean, if you're a DB or in any position, they got a bunch of, you know, ex players and ex pro coaches down there. You know, you can't get a better you know, leg up on it if you're trying to go to the next level. So, and the fact that he took him from Florida State was a little bit of a, you know, feather in Deion's hat, because you know, Florida State didn't really look at him as a coaching candidate when they were trying to fill their coaching vacancy.
See, it's going to be an interesting time. I think it gets more interesting Friday, but we'll stay tuned and lock in. There's some additional Huskers, some new Huskers. The news won't stop, and it'll be interesting to see what this roster looks like by the time they get to camp. So, Jay, be safe out there, brother. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, no doubt.
This is Jay Foreman, Husker Hall of Famer. Again, lots of news. I was asked on the text line about the weather here. There's some out-of-state Huskers that want to know what's going on. Yeah, I mean, it was a brutal day. 95-mile-an-hour winds hitting this area. Several of our friends and stores and sponsors being affected. 95-mile-an-hour winds, severe thunderstorms, et cetera. We're keeping an eye out. We don't know if it's done, if it's going to turn around. We got to be careful out here. And we're rooting for everybody, praying for everybody. Hopefully, folks are being safe today. Check on your family members today, please. Check on them. Shoot a quick text. Let them know if you're okay, or check on them. It's been a wicked afternoon here in Lincoln. We'll throw it a break. More Old School when we come back.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.